Good morning. This is Shad Marston, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will talk some more about armyworms, list information of our new family and community wellness extension agent opening, along with covering all the upcoming events being held right here in McPherson County, like tomorrow's McPherson County's Farmers Market, or Monday's annual pre-plant wheat school here in McPherson. But first, for today's Did You Know? Food safety is in your hands and in your home. Food Safety Education Month comes in September, and every consumer has a role on how safe food is prepared, handled, and consumed. Your hands touch many items and surfaces throughout the day, so taking 20 seconds to wash them is the first step in keeping food safe. Our hands also pass food from one person to another, whether it's at the dinner table or delivering food to a family member or neighbor. Food delivery demand has increased dramatically over the recent months. This will continue as we approach the holiday season. You can learn more about safe food handling practices by calling our office here in McPherson. Armyworms can be responsible for lawns disappearing overnight. I have received lots of calls each day over the past 2 weeks from homeowners as their lawns have turned from green to brown in just one night. The first sign of an armyworm infestation may make your lawn appear to have been steamrolled. As the armyworms feed, they leave brown patches in the lawn that may lead you to believe it is heat, drought, or chemical stress. These brown areas usually appear along the outside edges before they appear in the center of the lawns. It is not uncommon for an army of armyworms to destroy the entire lawn or field just within a few days. The caterpillars usually remain hidden during the day and feed in early morning and just before dark. As long as the crowns of the grass have not been damaged, the grass will come back, but it'll take a bit of care. Treatment should be done as early as detected of the worms. There are a wide number of insect control treatments that are very effective against armyworms, so plan now to start your treatment. In my extension news, we are now accepting applications here in the McPherson County Extension Office for a new Family and Community Wellness Extension Agent. This position will provide primary leadership for the development and implementation of research-based educational program to build healthy, sustainable communities, families, and individuals. Programming will be conducted with volunteers, other community vitality and family, and consumer science professionals at a local, regional, and state level. Applications will be accepted until August 25th. So if you are interested in joining our local team and becoming an agent, or you know of someone that might be a good fit, please contact us here at the Extension Office to get all the details for the Family and Community Wellness Extension Agent position. In my farming segment, I want to remind all the farmers that now is a good time to start controlling our volunteer wheat. There are several things producers can do to decrease the chances of getting the different wheat diseases. Delay planting dates as long as feasible. Control any significant stands of green foxtail or barnyard grass near the fields that will be planted to wheat, and plant wheat varieties with resistant to wheat streak mosaic. However, getting good control of these virus diseases starts primarily with controlling volunteer wheat. Be a good neighbor and destroy all volunteer wheat at least 2 weeks before the planting time. On our calendar of events, remember to sign up today to attend our McPherson County Pre-Plant Wheat School, which will be Monday, August 23rd at the First United Methodist Church here in McPherson. Our night starts out with a free meal at 6:30 and then switches to our three K-State Research and Extension wheat specialists talking about wheat diseases and fungicides, varieties best suited for McPherson County, and fertility and integrated management. All are ways we can improve our wheat planting for this fall. Call the Extension Office today to RSVP. Some of you have asked about the Flickner Innovation Farms upcoming field day, taking place on August 31st west of Mound Ridge. Hopefully you've saved this date on your calendar because you're not going to want to miss the opportunity to learn about the various management methods and technologies that Innovation Farm uses to conserve water use while improving soil health and water quality. Call for more details. And remember to come visit the McPherson County Farmers Market this Saturday in the Round Top here on the 4-H Fairgrounds. You can check us out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all the details. Each Saturday morning, now through October, the Farmers Market will be open from 7:30 and run till noon right here next to the Extension office. Come meet our different vendors, bring healthy, homegrown, homemade items to the Farmers Market. Again, this is Shad Marston, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish you a safe and happy Friday.